In a news update for May the 24th, 2022, on this early morning Tuesday edition, part two. Let's continue on with Owen Schroer, broadcasting on the XM radio platform, also on FM in certain areas. Look for us on your radio talk shows, and also look for us on also podcasts like Stitcher, just for example, or like Spotify, like Anchor.com, like Pinterest. All right, you can find us there. Look on us on Facebook. We're just about everywhere. Just for our podcast name, if you go to the podcast portals where of your choice, where you subscribe for your content, you want to make sure that you put in the name Top Headlines National International News Stories. That's the name or title of our podcast. So make sure you enter that in. Just make sure you put Top Headlines National and International News Stories. Stories is lowercase, but every other letter before that or the first word is capital. But I want it to be a little different. Or I guess you could say eccentric. Let's get back here to the show. Help us out. Spread the word. Pray for us. Pray for my protection. So we can keep this going and escape the claws of censorship. Here we go, folks.
We saw when you and I were probably kids, we saw things that have now been disproven about the Iraq war. And now there's another war that is starting, and people are still trusting these same people to give them information about conflicts. It's like, do we really deserve them to give them another shot? Like, are we really just going to give them our trust blindly? It doesn't really make a lot of sense, but I think people are willing to just seek out whatever is comfortable for them, and people aren't really willing to go off different viewpoints. And also, the news does a really good job of keeping people divided and angry at each other, and it profits off of that. And that's the easiest way to control people, is to keep people divided, and that makes money. And that's what the whole issue is.
Yep. And speaking of revisiting history, definitely for me, and I would say others that probably recognize how much they're lied to by the news now or our politicians, there is this revisiting of history and saying, there was this event, there was this event. Was I lied to about this? Was I lied to about that? How was I deceived about this? I mean, I go back in time, and you're right, whether it's the Iraq War or 9/11 or all these other events, the Vietnam War. I mean, geez, I guess we'd go JFK. I mean, you just keep going back in time, and it's this trend. Yeah. It's just like, how long have we been lied to? How many of these stories that go down in history are complete fabrications or never even happened? It's like, that's what we're witnessing now. Because you mentioned it earlier, like, okay, we talk about the pandemic. Well, there was no pandemic. I mean, look at the death rates. The death rates never even went up. It was a media pandemic. So, I mean, it's just amazing how the media fakes news and it becomes history.
You're completely right. And you just have to look and follow the money, right? Like, who is profiting from this? Something I like to think about is a lot of stories that talk about being vegan or being vegetarian. You also have to think about, okay, like, are companies like the ones that are backed by Bill Gates, are they funding those stories? And then why wouldn't we want people to eat meat? Well, you know, meat helps with brain function for a lot of people, and that protein, and that keeps people strong mentally. And when you weaken people mentally, it's easier to control them. It's easier to divide their family. It's easier to get money out of them and get them to think in the way that you want them to think. To summarize, it's easier to indoctrinate people. So that's just one example that I use a lot that comes to mind. But I think we have to let people know that if you've been duped before, like, forgive yourself, okay? Like, we've all learned. I definitely am a different person than I was a couple years ago. Like, we all have different life experiences and different historical events in our life that kind of wake us up and make us start to question things and finally allow us to trust our gut. So if you've been duped before, forgive yourself. But now is the time to really start questioning things and paying attention, because your family depends on it, your kids depend on it, your grandkids depend on it. We all have to start being smarter about these things.
You know, it was once a time, I mean, probably not even too long ago, I would say, where if you had a big story, you could still get your local corporate news syndicate to pick it up and run with it. They wanted the big story. They were like, hey, we got a breaking news story. I mean, like, for example, the COVID vaccine basically being 0% effective, that's a big news story. But see, it all goes back to the money. Look at how much money the pharmaceutical companies have made in the last 2 years, specifically vaccine manufacturers like Pfizer and BioNTech. They've made billions of dollars. They also are the number one ad buyers of cable news and TV ads. So it's like, oh, let's see. Big Pharma, they get all their stuff marketed 24/7, and then they pay the news corporations that would be reporting their news not to report the news about how bad the vaccines are. I mean, once you've seen that, there's no unseeing it.
You're completely right about that. There really is no unseeing it. But I think a lot of people want to look the other way. I would encourage people to start Googling who owns whatever product they use or whatever news they watch. So look up your local news station. Even if you live in the middle of Missouri or something, it's probably owned by a company called Gray TV, for example. And Gray TV has a vaccine mandate. Gray TV is owned by BlackRock and Vanguard, which also own all these vaccine companies. And from there on, you can start seeing that there are these giant monopolies of information and control that definitely want to censor people, want to control people. There's tremendous involvement to keep people silent about these things and only have certain narratives come up. I like the B-roll that you guys have rolling right now. That's clever. People just need to start doing that. And this isn't private information. You can do two Google searches and find this out. You don't need to be an investigative journalist just to start looking and being cognizant of who's controlling all the information that you get in your life. I mean, I don't know what the moment for you was where you started questioning things, or maybe you just came out of the womb like this, but now is the time to stop bowing down to social pressure. And, you know, I know it's the trendy thing to be vaccinated and put it in all of your social media bios, but start really thinking about what we've all come to accept.
Well, I'm so woke. I've got a vaccine in my bio. I've got a gay flag. I've got a Ukraine flag. I've got a little monkey symbol, too, because I'm ready for the monkey pox. I mean, whatever the current thing is, I'm ready. I'm just fully indoctrinated. So Allison Royal with us. New School News on Rumble is where you can find her. Seriously, your report on the Bill Gates biomilk was incredible. What is the next big report you have planned?
I have quite a few up my sleeve. I don't want to say too much, but at all times I have about 15 half-done stories. I like to look into pharmaceutical companies because I think that they are one of the most controlling forces in our life, and so much foreign and federal involvement goes into that and the information that we see on a daily basis, and it just really trickles down. I like to look into education too, because I think that's one of the most important things, how our children are being treated, how the elderly are being treated. But if anybody has a story idea, you can DM me on Twitter, assuming that you're not banned on Twitter. That's a really easy way to get in touch with me if you have any story ideas, or even if there's just something that like isn't sitting right with you and you want me to look into it, I'm happy to look into it. But I would say a lot more stuff on pharmaceuticals coming up. I'm working on a story about sex ed. I've done a couple just about the crazy things that children are being taught by doctors, nurse practitioners, school districts, and who's funding it to. A lot of UN and Planned Parenthood monies end up following these certain sex ed companies that teach these really controversial things, and they could be in your child's classroom. In fact, they probably are.
Yeah, why am I not surprised? Allison Rachel left the corporate news. She's going at it on her own, and we support her for that. So again, Allison, just let people know where they can find all your work.
Absolutely. So Rumble's where I publish everything, because I know YouTube will probably take some of it down. That's already happened to me. So if you just search my name, Allison Royal, that's Allison with two L's, I'll pop up. If you could subscribe on Rumble, it'd mean the world. I also have a gift and go if people are interested in supporting independent journalism.
I'll be subscribing to your Rumble.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you've seen the great guest we've had on today. And that is one of the main reasons why it's so important to keep InfoWars on the air, is because of the great guests that we have that also deal with censorship as well. They're very talented in their own right, and so they need to be promoted. And so that's part of our role here at InfoWars, and that's why it's important to keep us on air. And that's why we have InfoWarsStore.com, and we still have a lot of great supplements in stock. A lot are running out because of the Biden supply chain crisis. It's not only hard to get ingredients for the supplements, but even the bottle caps now as well. But it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. We still have Survival Shield X2 in stock, the nascent iodine. So powerful. It can be game-changing for you. Get the bad halogen out of your life. That's the fluoride they put in the water. And bring in the good halogen. That's the nascent iodine in Survival Shield X2. And when you order the combo pack of Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, and Survival Shield X2. You get it at 40% off. That special is supposed to end tonight. So, last chance, the InfoWars Life Core combo pack. That's the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and the Ultra 12 Vitamin B12. Of course, I keep my supplement pantry stocked up with both of those. I love the Ultra 12 for energy kick, the Vitamin B12 in that. So many good factors. And then the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, just to make sure I'm getting iodine and I'm not iodine efficient like so many people are. And that's what we do. We find things people are deficient in, like iodine, or take it magnesium. And so we just introduce products to solve that issue. That's why we have Fizzy Magnesium at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And just so many great supplements. Don't forget, all the hats and t-shirts are limited edition. Once they're sold out, they're gone forever, folks. So that is still going on as well. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and your support there keeps us on the air. All right, let me clean out some of these videos that I have on my list, and then we'll get back into the news. This is in New York City. It's illustrative of Americans taking their rights back and not letting corrupt government officials walk all over us. And so Elad Elihu is an independent journalist in New York. He is a certified member of the press. He has his press pass to go to all these events. And so he was at an event, some pro-Jewish event in New York City. I forget the name of it. Kathy Hochul was there. He tried to ask her a question, and here's what happened in clip 13.
Excuse me, Governor Hochul. Last week in Bay Ridge, there was a pro-Palestinian group to globalize the Intifada. Will you condemn these groups? Call for violence against Jews?
And he gets whisked and pushed away by security. I didn't realize she was up there with Jerry Nadler, too. He's got his Depends on. Shows his press pass to the security. They say, nope, you're not allowed to talk to this royalty. Kathy Hochul is royalty. Now, there's a serious problem that the left is going to act as if it's not there. And that's the fact that it's the left that is anti-Semitic and anti-Israel. Just ask the squad. It is the leftist ideology that is pro-Palestine and anti-Israel. And yet they run all these campaigns about fighting anti-Semitism, but they don't deal with it inside their own party. Here was the event that Elad was asking Hochul about. Here's the event that happened last week, where the chance to kill all the Jews go down in New York City, and Kathy Hochul didn't have to answer that question because the security whisked him away. But here's the event he was asking about in clip 14. So it's just another double think, double standard hypocrisy the left gets to hold on to and keep and never have to address. And then virtue signal about Israel when they're the anti-Israel group. So you're never going to hear a Democrat disavow the kill all the Jews chants. You're never going to hear a Democrat disavow the expand the Intifada chants, especially when it's right in their own backyard, because they know that's their own people. Those are their voters. So they can't make a public statement on the record in defense of Israel or against the pro-Palestinian movement that is of the left. They can't comment on that because they know those are their voters. So just another double standard they get to cling to and don't have to address in the media. Oh, this one is good. Let's go to Whoopi Goldberg. She's confused. She's not a smart lady. And so she just proves that yet again here. She's mad because the Christians and Catholics are finally rising up against the slaughter of millions of innocent babies, the barbaric activity we call abortion. And so she's mad that the Catholic Church is finally saying, no, you're not a Catholic if you support abortion. And here she is. She thinks she has it all figured out now that Nancy Pelosi is not being served communion in church.
Welcome to The View, y'all. The abortion rights battle is starting to blur the lines between church and state. The Archbishop of San Francisco is calling for Speaker Nancy Pelosi to be denied receiving communion because of her pro-choice stance. He's one of the priests who also called for President Biden to be denied sacrament. This is not your job, dude.
Ooh,
that is
yeah.
Not, you can't. Oh. That is not up to you to make that decision.
Ooh, pause it. That's exactly his job. That's exactly whose decision it's up to, actually. Sorry. You're not that bright, Whoopi, are you? No, you're not. By the way, she has a fake Jewish name, so she loves to pretend to be Jewish. That's a funny thing. But, it's not the priest's job to decide who gets communion. Oh, except it is the priest's job to decide who gets communion. And, hey, wow. Hold on, I'm checking the pulse of the Catholic Church. Oh my gosh, there's a pulse there. They're actually coming out as pro-life publicly, despite the Democrat terrorists that they know are lurking around every corner. Despite the fact that Catholic churches are under attack by Democrat terrorists, despite the fact that Democrat terrorists were going into Catholic church services in the last 2 weeks, threatening to kill priests and burn churches to the ground, the Catholic Church has stood up and said what has always been the case. You cannot be a Catholic and be pro-abortion. Sorry, the values don't align. So good for that San Francisco Archbishop saying the truth that Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden should not receive communion because they are pro-abortion. Good for him. That is exactly how it's supposed to go. Now, let's see if they want to call out the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla, who says in clip 3 he wants to implant a digestible pill into your body.
And you see if you're taking meds or not.
It is basically a biological chip, but it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance. The insurance companies to know that the medicines
good
that
compliance.
Patients should take, they do take them.
Yes, we're going to monitor to make sure you're taking. So, Steve, because, maybe they've seen the movie Equilibrium where he stops taking his medicine and then they overthrow the corrupt dystopian world and government. Oh, they got to make sure you're taking that pill, so they're going to put a tracker in it. And then they got to track you, too, to make sure you're a good slave. That's nice to hear from Albert Bourla. Why is it all these tyrannical human oppression statements are always made with a World Economic Forum behind them? Isn't that weird?
Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of natural compounds out
there. All right, let me get into this huge stack of COVID, monkeypox, vaccine, whatever you want to call it, health news. It's all over the place. And over the weekend, we had a half marathon in Brooklyn, New York. And here were the headlines. Brooklyn half marathon runner dies, 16 hospitalized. 16 hospitalized. And one died. Almost all heart problems, folks. The number one side effect of the vaccine.
Heart attack.
And
stroke.
They're trying to cover it up and say, it was
heart
heat
attack.
Exhaustion. The 73 degrees and cloudy
and
in Brooklyn that day. And my guess is that if you had 16 people hospitalized after every half marathon, they probably wouldn't be running half marathons anymore. If there was a death at every one and 16 others hospitalized, they'd probably just go ahead and cancel that event. But there's some of the images right there. Very cloudy day, 73 degrees. So they try to say, it was heat exhaustion. No, it was not heat exhaustion. Now, can I sit here and say with absolute confidence it's vaccine side effects? Certainly not, but I think it's a fair question. I think it's a pretty obvious question. And I think it's the most likely scenario. And so this is the kind of stuff that's going to keep happening. All the athletes keeling over, having heart attacks, strokes, dying, marathons now. I mean, what's going to happen next? And we all know what's going on. And it's very sad. And now you've got the monkeypox phenomenon. We've got our COVID-19 showing monkeypox around the workplace now. You know, just letting it get acquainted to everything. But why is it they always seem to know what's going to happen in advance? They always seem to know. Here was an NTI paper from November 21, strengthening global systems to prevent and respond to high-consequence biological threats. And then in this document, I mean, it's got monkeypox all up in here. Let's see if I can find it flipping through this in the short period of time. Boom, monkeypox right there. Boom, monkeypox again. Monkeypox here. Now they're doing an exercise about exercise scenario. An unusual strain of monkeypox virus emerges. I mean, they're just doing it right in front of our face, man. Here, give me the doc cam, guys. I got it all right here. Monkeypox. Exercise scenario, monkeypox, and it's all monkeypox, outbreak, attack, outbreak. So it's all in here. It's all in here. Just like with COVID-19 and Event 201, they've done it again, folks. They've done it again. And they're already making money. They're already making the money. Oh, they even did the fake news. Stop it. I didn't know this. They even did the fake news again, too? And they said it was in June 2022 on their thing? Oh, my gosh. This is more ridiculous than I thought it was. Guys, go back to the beginning of that. Go back to the beginning of that. Did you guys see that on the screen? On the thing. So they do these fake news reports. They do these whole games. Bill Gates calls them germ games. Event 201 was the precursor, the staged practice of COVID. It's like we would do plays or musicals when we were kids in grade school, and we'd go practice the play, and you'd go practice the musical, and then when it was showtime, you were ready to go. And that's what they did with COVID in Event 201. Go back. You just saw it on the screen. Now they're doing it with monkeypox. Pause it right there. No, stop it. Did you see that? Look on the screen. So they do this part of the exercise where they simulate media. It said June 5th on that last frame that you guys had up. I don't know why we can't pause it on it. But so they do these things in where they run fake media reports too, and then there it is right there. So this is their fake news report for a monkeypox outbreak simulation. And the date on the news report says June 5th, 2022. This whole exercise was from November 21. I mean, this is... They're no way. They're not going to be this obvious, are they? They wouldn't be this obvious, would they? It's out of control. It's out of control. And so there you go. But they're already making money. U.S. government places a $119 million order for 13 million freeze-dried monkeypox vaccines. You going to sign up for one of those? You going to sign up for Bavarian Nordic's biotech vaccine? They just made $119 million. And the U.S. left $180 million as an option to buy a second round. So they'll probably fulfill that purchase as well, drumming up the fear. Just incredible stuff, man. Just incredible stuff that we are witnessing, ladies and gentlemen. Wuhan lab publishes study manipulating H7N9 virus to be more lethal. So they're still playing with viruses and germs to make them as deadly to humans as possible. They love us so much. Here's a EcoHealth Alliance CDC PowerPoint talking about a monkeypox outbreak in the U.S. There's EcoHealth Alliance. We all know Mr. Dosik, we all remember him from the making of COVID-19. There he is in a monkeypox with his brand in the monkeypox simulation slide there, too. That's very nice. Bill Gates funded experiments on bird flu. Will that be the next pandemic? ChildrenHealthDefense.org. You got to keep your eye on the Bill Gateses of the world to know what's going on. They seem to always have that instinct.
Oh, there's gonna be a virus that breaks out.
Oh, really, Bill? Oh, how'd you know that?
Don't worry, I've got the vaccine for you.
Oh, perfect, it, Bill. So thank you. Make a vaccine
and I want to make sure all people on Earth die too to save it from climate change.
Oh well, Bill, let me just get that vaccine in me that you're lovingly gonna give to me. Doing all these germ games and trying to make viruses kill people. You sound like a sweet guy, Bill. Monkeypox in Massachusetts. Where is the disease and will it spread? Oh my God! Oh, come inject me, Bill. I think I've got the monkeypox. I need a vaccine. I need a lethal injection, Bill. How did EcoHealth Alliance know? How did the CDC know I would get monkeypox? How did they know in the exact month there would be a monkeypox outbreak? Uh-oh. Don't judge me, folks. Monkeypox likely spread by sex at two raves in Europe and spreading from gay sex. Oh, my God. Wait a second, though. We can't be bigoted. We can't be bigoted against the LGBTQ plus community spreading monkeypox. We can't lock down. We can't cancel sodomy. How dare you even, how would you, wow, what kind of a bigot, what kind of a homophobic bigot would dare Pride Festival in Gran Canaria, which was attended by 80,000 people, is linked to Spanish monkeypox outbreak. Over 100 cases. I mean, come on, it's kind of funny. It's like, yeah, after the gay pride festival, they're going behind the old dumpster there and having a little go at it. And then they get monkeypox. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm pretty sure we have the medicine for monkeypox anyway. I mean, it's not like it's a guaranteed death. But it's like, uh-oh, monkeypox outbreak. We got to scare the public. Wait a second now. It only spreads through sodomy. Oh, well, we don't want to be homophobic now. Let's not tell the gays to stop having butt sex. I mean, there's nothing. That sounds perfectly clean to me. Let's play with each other's butts. It's like, oh, you got monkeypox now. Hey, it's okay. And so this is just the latest insanity is the monkeypox. So we'll see. It seems too ridiculous, quite frankly. It seems too ridiculous to me that this would be their next big power grab with monkeypox. But then again, they're desperate right now. And they've already done all their war games. I mean, here's another war. It's just they've already done all their war games with monkeypox. So it's like, okay, it's the exact same playbook before COVID, but now we know everything they've done. We know all the names, the criminals, and everything. Are they really just going to do it right there, right in front of all of us to see? I guess we'll find out. Whoa, you don't have monkeypox, do you? No, I've never heard of monkeypox. I don't have any monkeypox. Weren't you down at the gay strip going to the bathhouse afterwards? You homophobe, how dare you? So the World Health Organization has apparently investigated the monkeypox outbreak, ladies and gentlemen. And according to the World Health Organization, as of Saturday, no associated deaths due to monkeypox have been reported to the World Health Organization. And I mean, if you look at the so-called outbreak, it's really no outbreak at all. Are they expecting something? Are they anticipating something? Do they know something the rest of us don't know? I mean, this is wild. You just can't trust, you can't trust really anything, can you? So, here's some of the other stuff we have here. Now moving into the vaccine angle. Exclusive. Expert calls CDC advisory panel a kangaroo court, saying approval of COVID boosters for kids is a slap in the face of science, as Pfizer is expected to make bid to jab children as young as 6 months. They've already got the approval down to 5 years old, even though Pfizer COVID vaccine was 12% effective in kids aged 5 to 11. So it's 0% effective. The COVID vaccines are 0% effective in stopping COVID. Zero. Zero, 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 zero. Zero, 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 zero. And so they're pushing, though, they got to get that non-effective vaccine into six-month-old babies. They want to give those babies blood clots. They want to give those babies lifetime disorders with that deadly vaccine. It's just sick. CDC calls for older adults to get second booster dose despite pushback from many experts. Yeah, it's like everybody knows they're not working. Everybody knows they're causing people to get sick. All the data's out there. 30,000 dead from taking it. And they're just like, well, we gotta get more in there. Wow, you evil devils. You demons. You sick freaks. But see, it's so obvious that the vaccines have been extremely harmful and damaging. I mean, even Fox News hosts are starting to poke that bear that they're supposed to not, you know, they're not allowed to poke it. We know who funds it. But John Roberts, their leading DC reporter, anyone out there having chest pain after getting the booster? And that was a huge tweet of his, big viral tweet that had a lot of responses, a lot of people saying, yeah, I am, or my mom is, my dad is, my brother is, my kids are. So, I mean, it's out there, folks. It is out there. In Wisconsin, Devon man died of blood clots on brain after COVID jab. The old AstraZeneca. Eric Schmidt is the Attorney General of Missouri, I believe, running for Senate. The World Health Organization should have no authority over Americans' daily lives or civil liberties ever. And see, it all comes back to that, because they're meeting right now in Switzerland. It's already been agreed to. The sacrifice, the surrender of 196 countries to Bill Gates and the World Health Organization. When they launch their next pandemic, you'll be forced into lockdown, force injected, force inoculated, force imprisoned, and it's all going on. Even though the Supreme Court has already ruled that's illegal, Louisiana Supreme Court drops charges against pastor who held church during COVID lockdown, Tony Spell, an American hero. And we're probably going to have to go through it again, ladies and gentlemen, but this time with the World Health Organization breathing down our necks.
You know, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are the children of the community. You know, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are the children of the community. You know, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are the children of the community. You know, when we talk about our children, I know for this
Kamala
group,
Harris is
we
a
all
genius.
That when we talk about the children of the community, they are.
What was that? Do you see that little wiggle there? What is that? Hold on, guys. Can we, like, do a slowdown here? Can we get a slowdown right here where she does this? What is it? Oh, hey! We got a little shimmy here. Got a little shimmy action going on here. A little shimmy shake. Yeah! Wacky, waving, inflatable Kamala serves dual purposes. Look at this. What a whack job. Pun intended. Kamala Harris. All right. But guys, let's hold on, guys. Pull the music down. Pull the video down. Let's get it one more time. Slow motion shimmy. Or here, let's just do this, because I want to be graced by the genius of Kamala Harris one more time. So let's actually play the clip, no music behind it. Just let the genius of Kamala Harris ring through your ears and into your consciousness.
You know, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are the children of the community.
A genius. And notice the huge smile from ear to ear on her face after she makes that genius statement. I mean, she is really proud. She is truly proud of her intellectual prowess. Wow. The children of the community are the children of the community. I would have never figured that one out. That's mind-blowing. And let's get the shimmy one more time in slow motion, guys. Let's get the shimmy one more time, just for good measure, just to show you how excited she was about this genius, this quotable for all time that she just put on us. She's got the shimmy shake to go with it. She was so excited. Yeah, there it is, little shimmy. That's how excited she was for that. Just, I mean, what a genius.
Shimmy, shimmy, co-a-pop.
I mean, seriously, though, what is that? I've been telling you about Kamala's body language forever, folks. She keeps her hands above her navel because she's an idiot. It's a sign that the person talking has no idea what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And she's even been trained. She's had body language trainers try to teach her how to drop her arms, and she can't do it. That's how dumb she is. And now she's added a shimmy. The children of the community are the children of the community. Wow. Tell me more. I am just waiting on bated breath for whatever you have to say next, Kamala. You are not an embarrassment to this country at all. You and Joe Biden are just a smashing success story. All right, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. Pull up the website for me, guys. Let's see what we've... Yuval Harari, this has become more of a household name. He's a real good globalist. He can't wait to see the humanity wiped off the face of the planet and the transhumanists merging with machines and AI, conquering it. They don't want any humans left. They just want themselves. And they are using COVID as a conquering mechanism. And I got to give Yuval Harari one... I mean, I got to give him credit. He doesn't nuance it. He doesn't disguise it. He comes out and fully says everything they want to do. He's like, yeah, we're conquering the planet. We're ending humanity. And yeah. So here is admitting that they use COVID to conquer the planet in clip 11. I give him credit. He's honest. Here he is being honest.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin. What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. We're now seeing mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries, which previously rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin. Governments want to know not just where we go or who we meet. Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin. What's our body temperature? What's our blood pressure? What is our medical condition? Now humans are developing even bigger powers than ever before. We are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into gods. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life.
I know that in recent years, we saw populist politicians undermining deliberately the trust that people have in important institutions like universities, like respectable media outlets. These populist politicians told people that, say, scientists are this small elite disconnected from the real people.
I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over.
You combine that with Albert Bleah saying how he wants to put a microchip in your body. Boy, oh boy, they're telling you the whole plan. But I don't know, Bill Clinton, should we test, should we be trusting the government to test this kind of stuff on us, Bill?
Thousands of government-sponsored experiments did take place at hospitals, universities, and military bases around our nation. The goal was to understand the effects of radiation exposure on the human body. While most of the tests were ethical by any standards, some were unethical.
You didn't know, but some were ethical. Standards,
but by the standards of the time in which they were conducted.
What a liar.
They failed both the test of our national values and the test of humanity. Informed consent means your doctor tells you the risk of the treatment you are about to undergo. In too many cases, informed consent was withheld.
So they've done it again, folks. Americans. So just like they literally sprayed chemicals on people in an apartment building in St. Louis, they sprayed people with Agent Orange, they did the Tuskegee experiments, now they're doing it worldwide. They're doing it worldwide now with vaccines and other such poisons. And they're getting caught, but they're not stopping. And they're so arrogant. I mean, they believe you're conquered. They believe you're a good slave. You're going to adapt to your slavery, and you're just done. You're no longer relevant. So last week you had Josh Hawley giving the what for to Biden's Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. She was going through all the excuses in the book for why inflation and gas prices were so high. And Josh Hawley was having none of it. And then she was even forced to see the memo that her office put out saying they're shutting down the oil. I mean, literally, it's like Biden says in the campaign, I'm shutting down oil. He then shuts down the oil. The Interior Department puts out the memo saying we're shutting down the oil. And then they say, we have no idea why gas prices are going up. And it's even Democrats, Joe Manchin, bringing this to Congress's attention in clip four.
If I may, real quickly, Secretary Haaland, I don't know, did you all just put out a statement? The U.S. Department of Interior just put out a statement. And the statement basically says a proposed program is not a decision to issue specific leases or to authorize any drilling or development. This is from you all's office. So it looks like you are on this to shut everything down. Did you know you all put this?
I am sorry. I am sitting in this hearing and not.
My God, somebody. It shuts it down.
And not what?
It shows what your intent is.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm sitting on this committee and not. Just another clown of the Biden administration. Deb Haaland is a clown. She is a clown.
Not many.
So it's just yet another clown.
How's a clown, Bill?
But yeah, it's like, oh, we don't know why the gas price. Oh, it's Putin. Oh, it's Ukraine. Oh, it's this. Oh, and what's this? This is handing me now. Biden administration blames math error on massive oil and gas permitting delays. Math error. Hi, I'm Joe Biden. I'm shutting down oil. Here's all my executive orders shutting down oil. Here's my Department of Interior shutting down oil. Oh, sorry. The oil got shut down. Must have been a math error. I mean, what in the... Who believes this crap? No, here it is. This is just a brief synopsis, but here's your Biden is driving up fuel prices. It's a tiny little thing. You guys put it on the screen. I'll read it all off. January 20th, 2021. President Biden is inaugurated, immediately cancels the Keystone XL pipeline. January 27th, 2021. Biden halts any new oil and gas leases. February 19th, 2021. Biden rejoins Paris Climate Agreement, which means that we have to cut our energy output in half. May 7th, 2021. Biden takes 30% off land limits to oil and gas. Oh, so there's nowhere to drill. June 1st, 2021. Biden halts drilling in Anwar. Oh, shutting off drilling again. June 30th, 2021. Congress reverses Trump natural gas regulations. Oh, so now there's basically no way to get gas. October 7th, 2021. Biden reverses Trump NAPA regulations. Oh, even more regulations so you can't get any gas or oil. October 29, 2021, Interior begins social cost of carbon. Oh, so now your carbon score, yes. And that's raising your gas price as well because you're driving and you're filling your tank and that's causing carbon to go into the atmosphere, which is what is the, it's a carbon-based planet and life form, but the Democrats seem to hate it for some reason. Okay. November 15th, 2021, moratorium on oil drilling in Chaco Canyon, so just making it impossible to find any. February 24th, 2022, then Russia invades Ukraine. So all of that happened before Russia even went into Ukraine. Amazing. March 1st, 2022, Biden releases oil from the SPR again. That's the Strategic Oil Reserve. So now not only we can't get any new oil, we don't have any old oil because Biden got rid of it. March 21st, 2022, SEC proposes anti-oil rule. That's the whole thing, is you're not going to have oil or gas anymore. That's the great reset. And then May 12, 2022, Biden cancels remaining lease sale. So there's literally no source for oil, no energy output, all done by the Biden administration. When he got into office, gas was $2.09 a gallon. It's now $4.48 a gallon. It has more than doubled. And that is only going to continue to go up. And then when Biden or his administration is asked about it, they just say, oh, math error. Oh, I don't know about any of that. Oh, it's Putin. Oh, it's COVID. They're all liars. So it's the same dynamic that they have with the great replacement theory. They brag about it. They say it's good. No more white people. It's good. We're replacing the white demographic. That's a good thing. And then you say, hey, you're replacing the white demographic. And they say, nobody's replacing the white demographic. That's not happening. So it's a good thing that it's happening, but it's also not happening. Same thing with gas. They say, we're ending oil. We're ending fossil fuels. We're ending gas. We're gonna price people out of it. We're saving the planet from carbon emissions. And then you say, hey, you're causing gas prices to go up. And they say, we have nothing to do with that. So it's the same thing. They promote having no oil. They promote having no gas. They promote pricing people out, all in the name of man-made climate change, carbon, whatever. And then it happens, and you say, hey, stop doing this. They say, we're not doing it. It's fun to witness such evil, isn't it? And now people are so desperate in the Biden economy. Hundreds of firearms turned in during police gas for guns buyback program. Oh. People can't even afford to fill their tanks with gas, folks. Biden's economy. By the way, I don't know if anyone else is noting this, but I think there's actually a secret gas shortage happening right now, and nobody's really realizing it. Because every time I go to a gas station in the last 2 weeks, half the pumps are out of gas. So I don't know if that's a weird coincidence I'm seeing, but I mean, literally, I've probably filled my gas 3 or 4 times in the last 2 weeks. Every gas station I go to, half the pumps are out of gas. And now so many people have turned their guns in for gas that they can't even fill their tanks up. They're just giving them gas cards. I mean, it's just crazy. Biden's economy, you literally can't even fill your tank with gas. And I think there's a gas shortage, by the way, but I don't think we've realized it yet. Of course there is. We're not getting any oil, so of course there's a shortage. I mean, it's just, you know, it's what the Democrats do. It's what Biden does. It's the Great Reset. And there's the baby formula shortage. Babies hospitalized as formula shortage grows more dire. Remember, Jen Psaki laughed. Jen Psaki thought it was funny. Jen Psaki said, oh, well, your baby can't find formula, huh? Your baby's starving, huh? Okay, why don't you just take it to the doctor then? Just take it to the hospital. You know, like, oh, yeah, right. Like, your baby, you can't find formula. Like, you're going to have to go to the hospital. Huh, I'm Jen Psaki, huh? The babies actually are going to the hospital because they're starving. That must be nice. Is Jen Psaki still laughing? Presidential Twitter account butchers tweet about baby formula shipment. Yes, Biden's Twitter account said there were 70,000 tons of baby formula coming here No, it was 70,000 pounds, but it's the Biden administration after all.
They lie a lot.
Americans now have an average of $9,000 less in savings than they did last year. Well, yeah, because people are dipping into their savings just to get by. People are dipping into their savings to fill their gas tank, to pay their mortgage, to send their kids to school. They have no money. It's the Biden economy. But hey, don't worry. Biden's got his ice cream cone, and as the whole country burns down around him, he licks and chops and chews on that ice cream cone.
My best
friend
wife. My best
friend wife. Greatest economy ever, Jack. As you can't feed your baby, you can't fill your gas tank, and you have no savings left. Keep lying to us, Biden. Keep lying to us.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Handbasket. We are desperately concerned about the circumstance relating to avian flu. We don't have enough vaccines. We don't have enough police officers. And we're going to debate the next 3 weeks, I'm told, gay marriage, a flag amendment, and God only knows what else. I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law, the Defense of Marriage Act. We've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman. What's the game going on here? And
wow. Did you realize that Joe Biden was a homophobic bigot? Well, there you go. But we now know the game, Joe. They wanted to get into classrooms and groom kids. It's pretty obvious now. Oh, geez. The embarrassment that is Joe Biden continues. So, guys, I want to do something real quick, because I did this today, and it works for me, but I can't even believe it. So I want to have the crew try to do this exercise for me right now. Guys, just pull up a Twitter account and a search for me, please. And go ahead and plug into a search bar there. Global Times. Global Times, if you would. Just plug that into a search bar if you could pull it up for me. Because here's why I'm doing this. In a Twitter search, guys, like you were searching for a Twitter account. Because I was searching for a tweet from the Global Times on Twitter today, and I couldn't find it. I'd plug in Global Times, I'd plug in at Global Times, and everything, and it just, the account would not show up. No matter what I searched, I could not find the Global Times account. Look at that. It doesn't show up. It doesn't show up. Isn't that amazing? It's a verified account. There it is. Okay, there's the account I was looking for. So you were able to find it, but there's some censorship happening with this account, and I realize why now. So it's claimed it's a Chinese state-affiliated media account. That's the little warning Twitter puts on there, so maybe that's why they're censoring it. Like they do with the accounts that they call Russian affiliated. But you go to this account and it's like, they're all, like most of the stuff is all true. And they're calling out Biden. Here's some examples. Again, they claim it's Chinese state media. American babies are suffering from hunger, but Biden has the nerve to brag about the baby formula shipment coming in. So they're making fun of America having a food shortage. And Biden bragging about it. Here they have a meme of Biden standing on a sacrificial pyramid about to sacrifice the lamb of Ukraine. Sacrifice yourself and drag down Russia for great America. This is coming from a Chinese state account on Twitter. Here's another one. Top U.S. military Mark Milley warned West Point graduates of China and Russia, both who fully intend to change the current rules-based order. U.S. hype of China-Russia threat serves its containment strategy. U.S. is biggest threat to international order. And so there's all kinds of stuff like this. And I'm like, why would they be censoring this account? And then I went and found it, and I realized why. So, I mean, who knows what the badge of Chinese state media really means in regard to this account. I think it's just they put that on there to demonize the account and censor the account because they're telling the truth about what's going on with Biden. My point is, the entire world knows Biden's a joke, folks. The entire world. And his blunders continue. Biden misspeaks on Taiwan, says U.S. military would intervene. So he comes out and he says, oh, we're going to be ambiguous to Taiwan. And then the White House says, oh, Biden didn't mean that. We'll strike China if they invade Taiwan. And then the next day, Biden comes out and says, Biden pledges to defend Taiwan if it faces Chinese attack. So first it's, oh, we're ambiguous. Then the White House says, no, Biden didn't mean that. And then the next day, Biden says, no, we'll attack China. Who's the real president? White House walks back Biden-Taiwan defense claim for a third time in 9 months. It's an embarrassment. Biden doesn't even know who he's talking to. Biden bungles South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol's name. He said it was President Moon. He kept addressing him as President Moon when it's Yoon. Now, the last president was Moon, but he kept calling new president Moon and his name was Yoon. Joe Biden is an international embarrassment. And nobody respects him, not even his dogs, not even Secret Service. And I think that that's why this story happened. Secret Service agents sent home from South Korea after drunken incident. So obviously, look, Secret Service probably was, you know, a little out of control there, but it's because nobody respects Biden, folks. They don't take their job seriously anymore. The whole thing is a joke. He's a fake president. He walks around in diapers. He walks around insulting people, kicking dogs. So Secret Service is pretty much just checked out because this whole White House is a joke. And, of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene gets it. Under Biden, in just 17 months, we have now become like the third world countries that we always sent humanitarian aid to. Biden is not saving the day. Other countries are. We should have never ended up with a baby formula crisis in the first place. Build back better. How's that going? How is that going anyway? Must be nice. Thank God for Glenn Greenwald keeping the truth, the Democrats in check. A liberal himself, but I guess he's not a liberal anymore. He's not a Democrat anymore. Glenn Greenwald dubs MSNBC's Nicole Wallace the Typhoid Mary of disinformation. Yeah, Nicole Wallace is the definition of hack. She loved the Bush wars. Then she hated Trump. Now she loves the Biden wars. She's a fake news agent. She's a top fake news agent. She will read and say whatever she's told to. She is amongst the worst in media. And that's what the Glenn Greenwald story here that he shared is covering. And here's more from Greenwald. It's a sad reality, but a reality it is. The only anti-war, anti-U.S. imperialist sentiment among the two parties is found in growing wings of the GOP. We just saw it again in the vote on Biden's $40 billion war package. The only no votes were GOP. Every last Democrat voted yes. How's that squad looking? How's that anti-war squad looking? They all voted yes. Nancy Pelosi's got the squad eating out of her diaper. And they all peck away at her droppings. The squad. What an embarrassment. I mean, it'd be nice if you guys were actually anti-establishment left, but you're not. You're all pro-establishment. You're all going along with the establishment now. It's really sad. And then Axios publishes the story. Republicans plot foreign intervention pullback. This is Axios, left wing. They call it foreign intervention pullback because so now the populist uprising inside the Republican Party. So not the Mitch McConnells, not the Lindsey Grahams. They can go suck an egg. They probably may suck each other's eggs. I'm being facetious.
They might.
Talk about eggs, folks, like slonking eggs. Come on. Obviously. But no. Oh, they'll vote for every war. The Republican establishment will vote for every war. The Democrat establishment will vote for every war. The anti-establishment Democrats in the squad are owned by the establishment, so they vote for war. But the populist America First conservatives in the Republican Party are not voting for war. And so Axios spins it and says Republicans plot foreign intervention pullback. Oh, they're plotting. Oh, a pullback. Ooh. As if it's somehow bad. It's like the left wing is thinking, the Democrats are thinking, how can we demonize and do a suplex, a reverse suplex on the fact that we pretend we're anti-war, but we're now the party of war, and now it's the Republicans that are voting against war. How do we manipulate that? How do we? Let's say the Republicans are plotting. Ooh, yes, they're plotting a foreign intervention pullback. Ah, yeah. And then let's have a graphic up that makes the Republicans look bad. Yeah. Democrats trying to spin the fact they're now pro-war, trying to spin the fact that it's the Republican Party that's trying to stop their war crimes. Amazing.